Psalm 37. Don't fret yourself because of those who do evil, and don't be envious against the workers of iniquity, for they will very soon be cut down like the grass and wither like the green herb. So don't look at people who appear to be sinning and yet appear to be very wealthy and successful and think, oh, that's not fair, wish I was like them, because they are going to be judged. And in any case, death will come very soon. They will soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Because when you're young, you think that death is ages away and I've got life in front of me. But actually, it comes very quickly. And life is very, very short. And in the perspective of everlasting life, this life is just like millimeters down here. Trust in the Lord and do good. So you will dwell in the land and truly you will be fed. We are going to inherit the land that was promised to Abraham forever. So they will have their day in this life, but then they're dead and that's the end of it. Whereas we, because we're not living for this life, we're living for the kingdom. We, if we trust in the Lord, we will live in the land forever. Delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. So if you love God, you will love his ways and you will delight. You will be really happy to do what he wants. And then you'll get the desires of your heart. But the desires of your heart will not be for a smart car, for a smart house, smart holidays. The desires of your heart will be to do his way and his will. Commit your way to the Lord, trust in him, and he will bring it to pass. So faith actually means to trust. That is what it is, trusting in him. And he'll bring forth your righteousness as the light and your judgment as the noon. So this is going to happen when Jesus comes back, that at the day of judgment, everything, all our good deeds that were done quietly are going to be revealed to everybody. Depend upon the Lord. Wait patiently for him. Now really, this waiting for Jesus, what the New Testament calls the patient waiting for Christ. This is what it's all about. In one sense, it's running a race. In another sense, it's just patiently waiting for Jesus to come. Don't fret yourself because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who brings his wicked plans to happen. Cease from anger. Leave wrath alone. Don't fret yourself to do evil, because those who do evil will be cut off, but those who serve the Lord will inherit the earth. Yet a little while, and the wicked will not be. You'll carefully consider his place, and it will not be. But the humble will inherit the earth and will delight themselves in the abundance of peace. So the hope for the righteous and for the humble is to inherit the earth, not go to heaven, but to inherit this earth, which is what was promised to Abraham. When we're baptized, we're told by Paul in Galatians 3 that we become part of the seed of Abraham. And the promises that were made to Abraham and his seed are then made to us. And he was promised the eternal inheritance of the earth. So the humble will inherit the earth. But these proud people who want everything great in this life and do bad things to make it happen, even if they're successful, they've only got it for this life. The wicked plots against the just and gnashes upon him with his teeth. But the Lord will laugh at him because he sees that his day is coming, the day of judgment, the day of death. The wicked draw out the sword and bend their bow to throw down the poor and needy and to kill those who have an upright way of life. But their sword will enter into their own heart and their bows will be broken. A little that a righteous man has is better than the riches of many wicked people. For the arms of the wicked will be broken, but the Lord will uphold the righteous. So it is not true that the righteous are going to get a load of wealth in this life. Actually, quite the opposite. And the little that the righteous has is far better than the riches of the wicked. The Lord knows the days of the upright, and their inheritance will be forever. They will not be ashamed in the time of evil, and in the days of famine they'll be satisfied. But the wicked will perish, and the enemies of the Lord will be as the fat of lambs. They will just consume away into smoke. So there will be no eternal conscious torment of wicked people in a place called hell. Hell refers to the grave. And That's all it is. It is the second death, but it will be a pretty awful punishment to see the kingdom established, to think, wow, I could have been here, but I'm not going to be. And they will perish, though, and they will just consume away into smoke like something that's burnt. That's why Jesus sometimes uses the idea of Gehenna, which in some Bibles is wrongly translated hell. Gehenna was the rubbish tip outside Jerusalem where the rubbish was burnt. And because fresh rubbish was always being thrown onto the tip, the fire was, as it were, always burning, and it became a symbol of total destruction. The wicked borrows and doesn't pay back, but the righteous show mercy, and they give. For such as be blessed of him will inherit the earth, and those who are cursed of him will be cut off. So why do we show mercy and give? Because those that be blessed of him will inherit the earth. Because we know that we've got in front of us everlasting life. Well, because of that, because we've got everlasting life in front of us by God's grace, therefore be generous in this life. He's given me the most amazing thing. So sure, you want something? Sure, I'll give it to you. Whereas the wicked are all about taking money off people and not giving it back. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. God loves the way of life of a godly person. Although he fall, he will not be totally cast down, for the Lord will uphold him with his hand. So the steps of a good man are loved by God, but it doesn't mean that he doesn't fail. He stumbles and falls, and the idea of stumbling is used in the Bible about sin. So the path of the righteous is not the way of not sinning at all. Paul says in Romans 7 that he sort of can't really stop sinning. He wants to do good, but he finds himself doing evil. And yet, a good man like Paul, like us, like the Lord Jesus, we want above all things to do the right thing and to go God's way. And that pleases God. I have been young and now I'm old, but I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his children begging for bread. God has promised to give us the basics. Give us this day our daily bread, and he will. Just like he gave Israel in the wilderness manna and water, and their clothes didn't wear out. The problem is they wanted much more than that. So do we, unfortunately. But God has promised to always give us the basics. God is ever merciful and lends, and his seed is blessed. Depart from evil, do good, and live forevermore. For the Lord loves judgment. He will not forsake his saints, his special ones, his people. They are preserved forever, but the seed of the wicked will be cut off. The righteous will inherit the land and live therein forever. And yet, as the New Testament points out, men like Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and the faithful, they lived and died not having received what God promised. But they and all of us are promised that we will inherit the land forever. Well, that can only happen when Jesus comes back then and we are resurrected from the dead along with them. And so at the end of Hebrews chapter 11, Paul says that all the believers will together receive everlasting life and the fulfillment of the promises together at the same time. The mouth of the righteous speaks wisdom, and his tongue talks of justice. The law of his God is in his heart. None of his steps will slide. The wicked watches the righteous and tries to kill him, but the Lord will not leave him in his hand, nor condemn him when he is judged. Wait upon the Lord and keep his way, and he will exalt you to inherit the land. When the wicked are cut off, then you'll see it. So the cutting off of the wicked is at the same time as we inherit the land, which is going to be at the last day. When Jesus comes back, there's the resurrection and then the judgment. We inherit the earth, as promised to Abraham, and the wicked are resurrected to face judgment, and then they die the second death. I've seen the wicked in great power, spreading himself like a green bay tree, but he passed away, and he wasn't. I looked for him, but he couldn't be found. Note the perfect man, and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. That's how it should be. The end of that man is peace, to come to the end of your days at peace with God. knowing that when Jesus comes back, I will be resurrected and I will live forever. The end of the righteous life is peace with God. But the sinners will be destroyed together. The end of the wicked is to be cut off. But the salvation of the righteous is of the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble, and the Lord will help them and deliver them. He will deliver them from the wicked and save them because they trust in him.